Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Dr. Terrence Jackson on the line, and it is a very special reunion 2020 episode. What is that? That's when I had a guest on in the past, and I liked him so much I had to bring him right on back. So, Terry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so very much, Adam. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, man, I'm excited to get into today's topic, change leadership, and you being the founder and CEO over at JCG Consulting Group. I can't think of a better person to have on the line today to talk about that topic. But before we get into it, I don't want to assume our new listeners caught the first episode. Let's just start off with what you're doing over at JCG Consulting Group. Let's start there.
Yeah, we're doing a great deal of leadership development within organizations, and it's a great time for that given all that's happening in society today, because leadership is the tie that binds, and we are where we are given what our leadership is in this global society.
So let's get into change leadership. So first off, let's start by defining that. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I'm going to take it a step further, right? I'm going to, because oftentimes what people do is they make change and transformation synonymous. And so I'm going to transition a pivot toward transformational leadership versus change leadership. And the reason I do that is because change in and of itself can be reversed. It's like I go on a diet, I lose 10 pounds, and then 3 months later I gain those 10 pounds back plus another 5. And that's because I didn't prepare myself mentally for the transformation in order to sustain the change. So with transformation, it's like going from the caterpillar to the butterfly. The butterfly never becomes the caterpillar again. And so there's a whole new means of sustenance so I can continue to grow and never revert back to where I was.
Where do you find a lot of organizations or leaders fail kind of going through this process? What are some of those opportunity areas?
Always saying that we used to do it this particular way versus the lack of creativity and innovation to say that we're going to create something new that never existed before. So, you know, instead of looking in my particular industry for transformation, I need to look in all industries to see what the best practices are around transformation. And it takes you out of the context of your industry, which makes you think differently. For instance, I asked a hospital leader, if Google were to buy your organization, what would they get? What would they have to do? And would you be able to compete? Or if Walmart decided to open a hospital, how would you be able to pivot to compete? Now, Walmart and Google are both outside of the healthcare industries, but they are resourced enough they could actually go into the healthcare industry and transform it overnight.
Mm-hmm. And so what were the next steps in this? So that's a great example. Let's build that out a little bit further. So what would be the next step for somebody thinking about that?
Well, the next step would be, let's go take a look at the list of companies who've made transformations and how they've made them successfully. Because, you know, the numbers say that 70% of those who try transformation fail. And that's because they have a tendency to look specifically within their industry. Now, with that said, there is quite a few listings of people, if you do the research, there's a list called the Transformation 20. These are all these companies that made the transformation. I can name a couple that we're very familiar with: Netflix, Adobe, Amazon, Microsoft, Alibaba. They've all made successful transformations. If you remember when Netflix came out, they had the little red box, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could.
Oh, wow! I almost forgot about that.
Yeah,
you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
You could rent the DVD, right? And there would be no fee if you sent it in late. But now they've gone to a streaming service. Let's take a look at Adobe. Adobe used to create software that was in a package. Then all of a sudden, everything went to the cloud. So they were able to transform their business and create a whole new business model based upon the vision that they had for where they wanted to be in the future. So you always have to take a look at where you want to be 10, 15, 20, 50 years from now, not necessarily how we're doing business today.
Wow, that's awesome. And so any kind of trends that you find just interesting from your vantage point and the clients and what you're working on nowadays?
Well, the trend is everybody wants transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a buzzword.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone is not prepared to put in the work for transformation, because transformation upsets the status quo. And the status quo's only job is to protect itself.
100%. No, I get it. And so what would be, so there's a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives listening right now. And, you know, they're thinking, okay, this sounds good. I understand transformation. Okay, I've heard of, maybe they've heard of the Transformation 20. Maybe they're thinking about it, but they're like, but how does this apply to me? Like, how does, I'm a small business owner. I have a smaller company. Like, how does this apply to me? Like, what would how would you tell them?
Well, let's take a look at how we've all been globally disrupted over the last couple of weeks, and that's with the coronavirus, right? So business models are going to change. People are stopping travel, so there are going to be some businesses that go out of business. For those businesses that were able to take a look at themselves and say, we need to be different to be competitive in the future, what kind of business model do we need to create to do so? Maybe it's less brick and mortar. Maybe it's more online. How can we still have a compelling message to drive clients to our site to do business with us from a totally different business model, and that the consumer gets it? And so it's thinking like you've never thought before, and that comes through reigniting innovation, creativity, and something that we lose when we grow older, and that's imagination. Remember, kids have a great, huge imagination as you grow up, right? But somewhere down the line, that imagination is diminished, and we have to go back, and we have to be, one word I'm going to say, we have to be curious. Ask the question, what if, because it allows you to be able to set up so many different scenarios that you can create so many options or solutions for. And then you plug in the right solution given the time and given the situation.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Terry, if somebody is listening to this, first off, I can talk to you about this all day long. This is a great topic, and I'm going to have to bring you back to the show so we get some more out of you. But if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on JCG Consulting Group, two-part question. Number one, what's the right type of business and or client that's usually a good fit for you? And number two, what's the best way for them to reach out, please?
I'm looking for that client who is looking to make that full transformation within themselves and within the organization. They have to be transformation ready. They have to understand that, you know, we have to be able to manage through ambiguity, right, and uncertainty, and understand that business is really about risk and uncertainty. And the best way to reach me would be go to my website at jcgconsultinggroup.com. You can see my profile on LinkedIn. It's Terrence Jackson, PhD. Or you can email me at terry@jcgconsultinggroup.com.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Terry, it's been great catching up with you on this Reunion 2020 episode. I'm going to have to call you back on in 2021 so that we can get another reunion episode done and see what you've been up to and how you closed out 2020. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but leave some comments to comment section. Love to know what you're working on and what's going on in your world. And Terry, thanks again for coming back on the show.